All right, don't forget, this is the final day of the Do Good Days, Share Omaha's Do Good Days. Today is Volunthursday. You can volunteer. You can sort by skills, needed opportunities for kids, and even virtual service. Get involved at 1620thezone.com, where you can see more information on Volunthursday. This is not the Tennessee Volunteers. This is you physically volunteering.
Well, that's a good thing. Shane volunteers his knowledge every day. I think a lot of people should hop on that volunteer train and do something good. As you said yesterday and the day before.
Do gooder?
Do gooder.
Hey, everybody out there.
Do gooder.
Can we, on this Thursday, can we just do gooder?
Yeah. And don't dime people out. No, we are diming people
out. We're keeping people accountable.
Yeah.
You want to pay players, we're going to call you out. Keep that underground. We know what goes on. Keep it underground.
It's kind of weird. I'm torn because there's lots of times I want to, and then I usually don't. So if we're going to, like, go full go, you got to give me a go-ahead.
Yeah.
Although I did have to refute one email yesterday, but I did it with kindness.
Yes, you did.
I did it with kindness. There were a lot of assertions made, and I was like, hey, you guys are playing a bad game of telephone. Do some fact-checking. Once you do that, get back to me and then see if you have that same energy. That's all.
That's kind of what maybe Saban said to Jimbo Fisher at Texas
A&M. A roundabout way?
Yeah.
So do you think, like, who's one of his guys? Battle? I'm trying to pick a player. So Saban was like, hey, you know, DeMarcus, do you want to come to Bama? No.
Hey.
I'm just telling you, Coach Saban, with all due respect, Jimbo and the fellas. They got a six figure deal for me. Are you sure, D? Yeah, Coach. Like, I'm good. And so Saban asked like 10 other guys that he was in the hunt for, and each of them were specific about the deal that they were getting. So then that's where you think Nick got the whole paid every one of his players.
Yep.
Because you don't typically now people say some crazy stupid stuff and they got nothing. They don't have a pot to pee in. Like I'm not putting that by people. But those are like low-level folks that we deal with. That isn't like the kingpins of college athletics.
Yes.
You think he has some facts? Does he have receipts?
I think he listens to stuff that's said publicly. Remember, Deion Sanders said a lot about why Hunter went to Jackson State.
Yeah. And then he said, don't hate me because I'm me.
Mm-hmm. And Saban said, let's talk, guys. This isn't complaining. I'm not salty. I'm just giving facts, and you guys consume whatever I say because I'm the king and I'm going there.
He definitely knows how to use the media.
Yes, he does, and he sends warning shots about the sport, and then he uses that against you.
Yeah.
So Alabama boosters have probably stepped up already this morning. Coach, I got your back, and I got a lot of cash. 7:04. We're through an hour. Coming up, we're going to have story time with John Higgins. We know that there is a shortage of men and women officiating any sport, and you hear stories like Higgy's going to tell, and you think, wow, why would anyone officiate anything? Yeah. He's a Final Four guy that got accosted. And also, the guy didn't know who he was. So we'll let him tell the story of an incident that happened over the Fieldhouse in Council Bluffs last month. Also, Steve Sipple, Bob Nightingale, Brian Edwards, and Ask Us Anything on Thursday's edition of Sharp Betting in the Morning.